Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. There is no one that gets me more fired up and excited about God and country and taking back this nation in the right direction than Pastor Leon Benjamin. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Hey, Mel Kay, my wonderful melody. I hear the music going on in my head right now. Wonderful melodies. Wonderful, wonderful. It's so good to be back. Happy belated Thanksgiving. And hey, you're on the front lines. You're the tip of the spear. I'm so glad to be with you and Rob. It's just an amazing, 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 wonderful, wonderful team.
Oh, you're the best. We love you and your amazing wife. And we've been all over the country, you and me together, for now almost 3 years. And I am seeing a lot of good momentum. I keep saying to people, they've never been closer to the Great Reset or farther away. So that's a good place to be. They can keep going, but we know, boom, the door's shutting in their faces. We're moving forward. Let me know what you're doing. You're always out there. You're motivating people. You're getting people involved. So let's talk a little bit about what you're doing and what you're seeing out there.
Yeah, well, as the beat goes on, thank God for Clay Clark. I call it, Clay's Closet, where all of us came together.
Yeah.
General Flynn and Mike Lindell and so many other great patriots. You know, it's just wonderful. Met you and Rob. And this thing right now is accumulating into reveal or revelation, reveal truths. The truth was already there. But now we're talking about revealed truths because they tried so hard. When I say they, the swamp, the deep state,
Yep. You
know, the non-state actors, you know,
right.
The industrialized complex, all those idiots trying to rule the world,
right,
you know,
right.
from a cubicle. It's all being revealed now.
Yeah.
And MAGA Black, as you see my shirt on,
is
a part of the puzzle. It's not the silver bullet because, like you, we know we need a conglomerate
Yep.
of educated, like-minded thinkers who know how to act based upon their skill sets and their what? Their composite abilities. No, some things you just don't learn overnight. And so we've come to this zenith, all right? Where we're at the top of the mountain and we're getting our orders and we're about to descend. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're about to come down on those who are most vulnerable, those who have been taken advantage of. We're about to come down and rescue them out of the hands of these tyrants, of these thugs, these bullies, these despots, liars, cheaters. We are coming down from the mountain, baby. That's why I got my beard. I feel like Moses, you know, with the Ten Commandments.
I was going to say, and you know, this is a really, really important thing, is that they've pushed this division by race, by gender, by class, by, you know what? The majority of the people are sick of it. They've pushed it
yes.
too far. They put it to, and you know, when all the manipulations are coming out, be it January 6th or George Floyd and how they use that in a tragedy to divide us and to redivide us, then putting in the diversity, equity, inclusion, putting in the critical race theory, putting in the division by class, they've just gone way too far that they're pushing everyone together. It's the opposite. People just look at this rhetoric now and think, give me a break. We are so sick of it. You know, most people are from the truth, which is it's the content of your character. And we're going more and more back towards Martin Luther King's original speech of I Have a Dream than whatever they have been selling for the last 4 years, 5 years, and I'm seeing it across all fronts. I have a lot of legal immigrants down where I live right now, and they are all so done. They just want that border closed. They want their lives back. They've had it. So there are many different groups out there that maybe, you know, in our last run through of this drama, we're kind of like, I don't know. Now they've had it. They're just like, we want to take our country back. We need to course correct. And what's the answer? We, the people, are the answer. It is power to the people. People are getting it. They are getting it. And they want to join together with like-minded folks, regardless of what their externals are, the things they can't control. They can control who they are as a person and what they do. And I think you're really good at showing people you have gifts from God. Find that and use it for purpose in the mission.
Yeah, look, black, brown, and white unite. I had somebody email me the other day, say, don't forget yellow. I said, okay, all right.
Yeah, right.
But it's the concept or the principle of one nation under God. And now we're talking about giving everybody the benefit of the doubt that you love America, okay? We're going to give you. That's what Jesus did. He didn't sit there and judge anybody and saying, who are you? What are you? He said, look, follow me. I never heard him say anything about, well, you're too black. You're too white. You're too gay. You're too straight. You're too whatever. He said, follow me and we'll work it out as we go. We'll work it out. Right. And if you have any conviction in your heart, you will cry and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Show me the way. Teach me how to pray. And that's what happened to many of them. And so we're in this accumulation now of the process after 2020, after we saw the steal and the cheat and the COVID-19 cover up and the election stolen, all of that. We come to this now open borders catastrophe. We're now in a place where everybody's going, we need messengers with the right message. We are sick and tired of people who have the right message, but they're the wrong messenger. they say one thing, we call it in the hood, talking out the side of your neck, okay? Yeah. They're saying one thing, Jesus called them hypocrites. You know, in the Bible, he says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. And they say, what was that? Talking about bread? No, I'm not talking about bread. I'm talking about do what they say, but not what they do. Woo!
Right on, I mean, right on. Also, that's so interesting because the truth is that is really key to where we're headed now. I'm sure you've noticed this, and it's very disturbing on every level, but it shows a lack of confidence and desperation. There have been headlines all over, including on Mika and Joe and other, oh God, when Trump takes over, it's going to be revenge. When Trump takes over, he's going to use the judicial system against his enemies. When Trump takes over, he's going to send us all to Gitmo. I saw Michael Cohen said that yesterday. Every day, there was even a terrible Business Insider, which is a totally corrupt situation over there, saying, what if Trump dies? I mean, the level to which the rhetoric is so beyond sane, it's insane. People that are apolitical or before this time, this period of getting where their lives are directly affected, because we know there's a lot of people, we've talked about it before, there's probably 30% of this country that doesn't vote. They don't get involved. Well, you know what? It's affecting them and they are getting involved now. So all of this additional pointing out that Trump's going to do what we're all watching with our eyes and ears them do in real time, it's a losing strategy.
Well, what they're doing is we call it reverse psychology or psychological warfare, where they're trying to implement based upon collection of data, trying to determine or predict what our behavior would be if they introduced a certain situation or circumstance. And what's happening is man is complicated. What you think? Yeah, we are complicated. What you think we're going to do, we don't do. That's what Paul says. That which I hate, I do. And that which I do, I hate. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? And he just begins to praise God. I thank God that through my mind that I serve Christ, even though my body, I serve sin. But thanks be unto God who gives us the victory. So I want MAGA Black, I want you to understand, we're talking about conquerors now. We're not talking about couch potatoes. We're not talking about those who watch CNN and Fox News and all the MSMs, mainstream medias, right, outlets, and they're trying to click from channel to channel to figure out who wins.
Right.
We are done with that. Yep. It is time for a Rocky Balboa street fight.
Exactly. And you know what he always said?
Some of my Italian is coming out of me, okay?
Oh, yeah. Well, Italian, I'm Irish. Italian for you. You know,
yeah.
But that's good that you said the Rocky Balboa street fight, because if you remember in the original Rocky, there was a whole monologue where he talked about it wasn't as many times as he gets knocked down, and what mattered was as many times as he got back up. And that's where we are. They continue to try, and we keep getting back up. And every time we get back up, there's way more people behind us. So it's yes. just one after another. And it's truly, you know, the biblical side that we talk about is clear. I mean, people can see it worldwide. And again, I've been trying to have on more and more people from other countries that are experiencing the exact same thing. Because what you and I know that a lot of people are just starting to understand is that this is a global issue. And you know what yes. I've been saying lately, Leon, and my audience is probably sick of it. But we heard all this time where Trump was saying, they're not after me, they're after you, and I'm in the way. I've changed it now that I've talked to so many foreign people that are fighting the same exact fight as us in their country. They're not after America, they're after the world. And America is in the way. And as American citizens, we should feel honored to be on the front lines for humanity, because that is really what we're dealing with here. This conglomerate of what I call the oligarch billionaire globalist class, they have no allegiance to any nation. Many of them are here and they pretend to be Democrats or whatever. And they're all over the world. They have no allegiance to any flag, nothing. They are this own group of people. I call them the Davos crew. But I'll tell you right now, they really do see that they're being exposed. And that's why we have to remember they're somewhat like caged animals right now, in my opinion. And everything that they're doing like reeks of desperation and reeks of, you know, get back in line with this Agenda 2030, get back in line with the development goals, get back in line with the digital track and trace surveillance and a CBDC. And more people are like, no, we're doing that. You're not going to do that to us. We are sovereign beings in sovereign nations. And if we take back our country, as you've been talking about, and everyone, make America great again, A, was our financial plan, and B, we want that for every nation.
Yeah. MAGA, Make America Great Again, MAGA, was the whole policies, whether you loved Trump's tweets or hated his tweets, the policies made sense. Yeah. When we're talking about the highest employment for Blacks and Asians, for females, whites, it didn't matter. The lowest unemployment ever, the lowest interest rates you ever seen in your yep. life. Gross national product. Everything was right there in what we call a sweet spot. Yep. Mortgage rates were down. Stock market was up. I mean, energy reserves were going through the roof. Okay. And now we were making China pay tariffs. Okay. Come on now. I mean, millions of dollars. We was making Mexico pay for the wall. Yeah, we was making them pay for the wall. Yeah.
And stop the illegals there. You know, hello. I mean,
MAGA and in the Black community, and the target now, basically what's been going on is a great exodus. Ages, Black males between ages 18 and 34 have been exiting the Democrat Party. The women takes a little bit longer because they say, where you going, Hoppo? Okay. I'm going over to the Republican Party. That's where I'm going. Right. And after a while, the women now are starting to respond. Yes. And so we're seeing this great exodus. Okay. Yeah. And now the reason now for us culminating together and galvanizing our efforts now, Black, white, Black, brown, and white unite. It's now the necessity of what we call a revolutionary idea. Our founding fathers came up with it. They said, what if we all came together and started to stand against tyranny? Just what if? We're not even talking about the Constitution of the United States. Yeah. That came later. There had to be a declaration of independence first.
Right.
And now what's going on around this nation is history repeating itself. The yep. Declaration is the first punch. Then the Constitution is the knockout punch. Glory be to God.
Totally.
And we're totally. Trying to operate a Constitution without a Declaration. Right. I'm sorry. Dr. Alan Keyes taught me very well. You cannot operate the Constitution of the United States without a Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
What are you constituting?
Yeah,
or what
exactly.
they say, what are you conserving? Okay. Where's yeah. your declaration of what you want to make a difference between light and darkness, right and wrong, good and evil? What is your difference?
Right.
And they have tried, like BLM and Tifa and all these other groups, tried to make difference a handicap. No, our founding fathers understood difference with the same spirit and morality constitutes a nation
right.
that wants to do the right thing for everybody.
Exactly, exactly. I'm glad you brought that up. I have a book coming out and I put the Declaration of Independence in the appendix because what I say a lot in my speeches is read the 27 grievances of our Declaration of Independence and tell me that we aren't in the exact same place right now. We are. It's just a different, we fight and then we don't really take out the head of the snake and it rebrands itself every several years. And that's what we're dealing with, a rebranding of this globalist billionaire oligarchy that has really captured our nation and in the institutions, in the government and all of that. And I say to people all the time, the truth is, all of the divisions, you know, you and I talk a lot. We understand Marxism and communism, socialism, what they're pushing right now. It's the oppressed, the oppressor. Get the oppressed to feel like the oppressor is their enemy and all of that. While you don't really look at who's really doing it, which is this super class that has decided that they would control all the elections, would control Wall Street, would control the money printing, would control who select our leaders, would by any means necessary install their operatives and in universities, in government, in local government. And the truth is, at this point, power to the people is the way forward. And most people are getting it, I believe. And it's the spirit, like you're saying, of 1776 reborn within all of us. And I really think that this concept that they're pushing, and people are getting that this Marxism, globalism, divide is really tool to be used against all of us. So every time that they're saying, you know, we're going to, and I'll say in particular, the illegal immigration, because I just had to leave New York. When I left, there were 60,000, they said, illegals in Manhattan. Now there's 120,000 in New York City. And I'll tell you who's, this is just like with Black Lives Matter, defund the police, all of this stuff that they're talking about, they're all this money Black Lives Matter made. You go ask the Black community how their lives have changed since that whole $1 billion rush for Black Lives Matter. And they will tell you it has gotten worse if it has changed at all. And that is because the illegals and the no bail, no jail, and the no police, it's hurting that community and they've had it. They're pissed. The parents in those communities are just done. They want to know where the money's gone to their schools, where the money's gone to their communities. It's not showing up. Where is that money? And I hope, and I always talk about the Black Congressional Caucus. And I think Black people need to go look at the Black Congressional Caucus and ask, what have they done for me? Because they've done nothing for you. They've made themselves very wealthy. And then they go and they divide and divide and divide and you never see the money show up in their communities. And I think they should be asking about that and demanding that and looking at MAGA and you and Trump and all of them and realize, oh, wow, they were doing that.
Yeah. And there's an indictment because I'm a pastor of 21 years. I'm also a Navy combat veteran.
Right.
You know, I'm getting to celebrate 20 years of marriage. Yeah. 32 years. I'm the 20th. I've got that reversed. My wife will get me. 32 years on the 20th. So right, it's not 20 right. years.
Like 20
it's 32 20. Years right. on the 20th of December. But here's the indictment against the church. The NGOs have been used to launder money for the cause of Democrats, especially in what I call, we got dark chocolate, brown chocolate, and you are what we call milk chocolate. Hallelujah. So our chocolate brothers, brown chocolate, dark chocolate, have been used to launder money for causes like pedophilia, for drug trafficking. I'm going to say it, the church. Yeah, I know. Y'all was like, no, Bishop, not the church. Yeah. People who call themselves nonprofits.
Yeah, you have to explain that for a second. I have somebody coming on to talk about it too. This happened, and we talked about it in real life, me and you one time, when I saw you, I asked you about it. So something happened during the Johnson administration where they knew this was a plan to go into churches for the 501c3. And from that day forward, the churches became political. And people don't really understand that. And you've talked about that many times. This is a big problem.
Yeah, the money flows to shut you up as opposed to flowing to keep you active with the right message of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. So now we have perverted the message of the what we call good news. And now we are literally paying people to look the other way. We're paying people to say, oh, there's nothing wrong with that, when there is something wrong with that. And now we're not trying to beat up anybody. Lifestyle choices, you suffer. No one even has to tell you your drinking is going to kill you. Your lifestyle is going to kill you. We don't have to keep going there. What's the good news? And they got paid to shut up, especially in the Black church.
Yep.
I hate to say it. I'm a Black man, but I'm not a Black leader. I'm just a leader who happens to have this dark color skin. And God just wants to celebrate.
We got to go more that way. It's funny. I went and I spoke at an Asian church up in Pennsylvania, and it was the same message. It was like, enough's enough. It doesn't matter, because guess what? The real goal here, and you and I know this, and people are starting to get it. I had somebody look at my book and they were like, there's not a globalist oligarch billionaire conspiracy against humanity. Okay. Do you know about Agenda 2030? No. Do you know about 17 development goals? No. Do you know Barack Obama signed us up for that? And every executive order that Joe Biden has made is going towards the global governance 17 goals that have nothing to do with our sovereignty, our freedom, our constitution, our Bill of Rights. So what people have to start to understand, and you know, you talk about let my people go and all that stuff, is we are choosing going forward between freedom, liberty, and true prosperity for every man, woman, and child, as versus slavery, digital track and trace surveillance, slavery. And yes, it's on a grand scale worldwide. And if we, yes, the people of the United States, do not stand together for freedom, we can have many, many differences. You can have differences on any number of hot button topics. It's always the same three they throw at us. We've seen it for decades. But you can all kind of agree that without freedom, it doesn't really matter. Because if going forward, they would ever achieve what they want, which this 2024 election is so key, because Joe Biden is working for O Biden, I call him. He is already on the team of globalists. They've been for decades. And Obama signed up for this globalist governance plan way back in 2015 without telling the United States. Well, in 2023, September, Joe Biden goes out there without any fanfare and puts out his commitment to Agenda 2030 right on the website of the White House. All the goals that he's doing, every single one of them talks about globalism. None of them talk about America, sovereignty, liberty, us being auto-determining our future, our cooperation with other nations. No. And in September of 24, there is this Summit of the Futures, UN Our Common Agenda, the World Health Organization Treaty, the World Economic Forum, our digital platform. People have to understand, you're not coming in America and taking over and telling us what to do. We are America, and we can all stand with that, I believe. Without any division, we can all stand for freedom and liberty in this nation.
Yeah, I mean, President Trump showed what is called true diplomacy.
Oh, I hope you're enjoying the show. I was just talking on my new Patriot Mobile service. I have to tell you, I'm so excited. They are incredible. They are America first. They align with my values. And you know what? It's unlimited minutes, unlimited text, Wi-Fi calling, unlimited data, high speed, everything that you could use, just like everyone else. We have our time, we have our vote, and we have our money. And the great thing about Patriot Mobile is your service will be exactly the same. Difference with Patriot Mobile is they are an America First company. And what they do is they reinvest their money into causes that matter to me and matter to you and matter to this nation. At Patriot Mobile, those causes are the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the Constitution, and our children's future. So please go to themelkayshow.com. Patriot Mobile is a partner of ours. Please use the code MELKAY. What I can tell you too is that they are supporting me and they are supporting creators because they believe in the First Amendment. They believe that censorship is wrong and they are going to put their money where their mouth is. Do what you can for the creators out there that are doing what I'm doing. Please go to Patriot Mobile, Mel K Show. All I can say is thank you so much, guys. Supporting my partners supports me, and Patriot Mobile is absolutely awesome. I checked them out. We're switching to Patriot Mobile, and we hope you do too. Thank you so much. So World Economic Forum, as you and I both know, they're not benign, and they have been aligned with the world, with the UN since 2008, folks. It's not, they're not some benevolent, you know, group out there. That's not the case. They were created by Kissinger, picking Klaus Schwab, the son of a Nazi, with the same goal of a one world government starting in Europe. And Rockefeller, Kissinger, Brzezinski were like, okay, start this World Economic Forum, and then we're going to work through that for our end goals there in 71. So we've seen all this stuff happen over time, and you really can't deny it. But the truth is, here's the thing, Leon, too, because you're in the military. I mean, you're a veteran, but you were in the military. You understand that the global chessboard, like that Brzezinski, like, talked about, you know, they're not going to walk into a world, one world government. We're going to have to force them. But their mistake, and I believe Trump was reversing it and will continue to going forward, was they decided to do it through force, through military force, and also through financial force, being sanctions, being, you know, the IMF giving loans people could never pay back. And I'm talking about the overlords, not people of the United States. I'm talking about the people who fund the military industrial complex, which is truly worldwide. And instead, Trump and people like you, advisors to him and other people, came in and said, no, no, no. Why don't we take the tact of, we're going to help you become your own nation, making your own nation great again. And once all our nations are sustainable, they have the right duly elected government by the people for the people, then we can all cooperate in a way. Because I think that the UN has got to go. First of all, I think it's the biggest fraud ever perpetrated on us, but it's not working. Okay. And there's too much corruption. A lot of these billionaire oligarchs picked their UN ambassador. So I worked right across the street from the UN. I'm telling you, they go there, they have, these people are loaded. These are not, you know, members of the country that represent the country, the people of that country. They are the oligarch billionaires of all nations, send their people to the UN to continue and perpetuate this goal of the Great Reset, the one world government. I think we have a good chance going forward, and I know you'll be a part of this, of reestablishing world cooperation in a way that actually works for the people and really has a chance of ending the endless wars that you talk about so much being such a blight and honestly a manipulation to keep us all divided.
Well, Jesus in Matthew 24 said there's going to be what? There's going to be great tribulation such as never have experienced ever, ever before. And so instead of us trying to be fearful of that, he told us not to fear. He told us to continue unto the end. That means we got to plan. We got to organize. We got to know who we're electing. Okay. We got this election coming up in 2024 and MAGA Black. I'm telling you, we're not going to play around with, does the system work? We know it doesn't work. But so we got to get back to the basics. Rocky Balboa, it's going to be a street fight. Hear me. We got to go to the barbershops. We got to go to the bowling alleys. We got to go on the street corners. We got to go where sometimes the rhinos, so-called Republicans, never go. And they just can't throw money at it. Yo, you got to go handshake to handshake, belly to belly. And this is the thing about it. People are already hungry and thirsty for fellowship already.
Yep. Yep.
COVID has locked us up for almost three years. If anybody knocks on their door now, they'd be like, oh my God, here's some cookies. Here's some milk. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I thought the world had ended. No, the world has not ended. It was a plan, like you said, an elitist, globalist plan to lock us all in and make us virtual agents of a lie. Yeah. No, it's time for the truth to be revealed. That which is that has been concealed shall be revealed. Yeah. And that's why I love, Mel K, I love what you are doing because you ain't scared. Girl,
no, I'm not.
You are not scared at all.
I'm not. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I had a, I talked to, you know, I'm friends with Roseanne, and I called her, and I was on Thanksgiving to say happy Thanksgiving. And we prayed and we said, I said, you know, everyone's exhausted. We really got to get in our A game, mind, body, and soul going into 2024. And we prayed, and she led the prayer, and we prayed for God to make us useful in whatever his mission is, but make sure that he uses us to fill the mission that he is on, because that's what we both believe. And every day I get up and I say, I don't know what's coming today. I look, I say, oh, it's Pastor Leon. Great. Just make me useful. Make whatever Leon and I say, go to the heart, go to the soul, go out there wide and make people inspired. And I think that that's really what every single person that believes in God and country and freedom and justice and all these great things that defined America before they tried to sully and tear us apart. You know, the great values that we all do share are what matter. You know, all these years, Obama, you know, he's out there pushing inclusive capitalism. Folks, inclusive capitalism is called socialism, and they're pushing all this stuff. And Leon, we have to also remind all of the communities that might not have been looking at this all the time that their real goal, because that inclusive capitalism is coming right from the fake Pope and Linda Rothschild. And I saw the whole thing go down. And now Obama's on stage at his place in Chicago, his Mecca, $300 million Mecca up there, telling this generation of kids, you know, we're going to do inclusive capitalism. We're going to do this and that. What he's not telling them is that socialism means no property, no private business, no freedom, no creativity, no individuality. You conform. It's the social engineering of everyone being equally miserable. And that is what he's selling them. And I think people are seeing it. I saw a lot of people being like, whoa, what? With people especially aren't really necessarily in our camp, but I follow them because they're against Marxism and communism and socialism, especially some of the people that have spoken out that are from China or Venezuela or Russia or wherever when it was communist. And they're saying, this guy's talking right out of the Communist Manifesto. I think people are getting it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I used to, you know, we have to fight to get a high credit score. You know, we wanted to get 700, 800.
Right, yeah.
They done changed all that up. Now you got to get this social credit score. What in the heck is that?
And who's deciding? Who's deciding?
Yeah, I mean, you know, so they're trying to maneuver now around a losing message. It is a losing message. MAGA Black is a winning message. We're talking about, and they can go to www.magablack.org, magablack.org, and they can donate and just put in the message, in the donate message, MAGA Black. I understand what's going on. They're maneuvering around a losing message.
Yeah.
And whenever an enemy maneuvers around a losing message,
there you go. But they still are. Oh my God, that Karine Jean-Pierre, you just listen to her and you think, don't you know that this is going to end for you? And you're going to be known as somebody who openly and mockingly deceived the American people every day. And what does she think? That they're going to keep power forever? No, no, no. But every day, she just lies to the people. It's shocking to me. Sick, you know, it's sick. Yeah.
Prime president, a dictator, just blurting things out of his mouth, and so all this maneuvering, okay, is going to cause the patriots and those who have been sort of not inclined to get involved to say, wait a minute,
yeah,
this might be the opportunity now to be a stakeholder in the taking back of our nation.
Exactly.
Woo!
Now, I want to say, let's talk a little bit about MAGA Black. I also want to say, because I have a lot of awesome friends that are in that community and that watch me. If you go to anywhere where you can open the tent and we can talk about MAGA Black, invite me and I'll show up. Because I went to a great Juneteenth event with our friend Bernadette. And in Grand Rapids, and it was awesome. And we
yes.
it was great. And everyone was so united. And I mean, First of all, I grew up in New York City. I don't think about, you know, Asian, black, white, gay, straight. I never think about that anyway. But this was a room full of people that were just united. We were cheering for freedom and liberty. And anywhere we can go to open the tent and drop like the truth bombs, like, listen, this is what you're not hearing. This is what you need to know. Because I'll tell you what, most of my friends, especially in that community, in all communities, but that community in particular, you tell them that there's an oligarch billionaire class that thinks that they're better than everyone else, that wants to run the world of and oversee 7.9 billion people in a digital gulag of track and trace surveillance where you have no freedom or privacy, they're going to say, no way, that's not happening. If they really understand what 2024 stakes are and that these demons are going straight up global, end of national, they even put it on their own websites, end of nation states. They want 10 wards, just like in the Bible warned about. And I'll tell you what, those people will be like, get the heck out of my community and get out of this country. And that's what we need to do. We need to tell them, because they will be, once they understand what is happening and the stakes that they're not hearing about, let me tell you something, you haven't seen anything yet, in my opinion.
Of training, and I'm a pastor, so I don't want y'all to get mad if we have a MAGA Black event on Sunday. We're not going to be preaching. We are going to inspire, but we're also going to train and educate the community. And I'm looking forward to it. These MAGA Black Super Saturday events, and you know, Mel K, I'm going to have you, girl. Come on. Because I'm telling you, we got dark chocolate, brown chocolate, milk chocolate, baby. Black, brown, and white unite. And so it gives us, leading up to 2024, November 5th, we know that big Super Tuesday, what it means to now have engagement, true engagement in the grassroots. And this is what MAGA Black is all about. So Super Saturday, MAGA Black events, we're going to be having webinars. We're going to be, you know, we got gear, of course, if you want to get a MAGA Black shirt and hat. I got a hat, you know.
Black hat. I'll get one of those, too.
We got gear, you know, but we really got the manuals. We have thick manuals that show exactly what to do in your county, in your community, what things to look for. And we have a conglomerate of coalitionaries have come together. Laid aside egos, because we're not the silver bullet. No, we have other organizations. I can mention a few. Frederick Douglass Leadership Institute.
Yeah, I know.
Kevin McGrary with DEI. You know, even my brother James, Black Conservative Patriot, he's doing phenomenal job. But other organizations, Moms for Liberty Action, Kimberly Fletcher, and other organizations that they're just saying, look, it's time to come together. Black, brown, and white unite. We got President Donald Trump. Come on, somebody. This man loves everybody. He is not a racist, for the record.
My God.
My family had wonderful time with him in the White House. We had several occasions to come and meet and be with him. And so this is the time. And we're inviting everyone to join. Go to www.magablack.org. Subscribe, donate. Look, it's about to happen. It already is. Yep. Okay. And you are part of Clay's Closet. We just love you.
I love you guys. And I want to say also, your wife has been very inspiring to me. I've gone through ups and downs on the journey. And your wife is equally passionate about God and country, and she has been a real support and rock of mine. So I want to thank you. Over Thanksgiving, I did pray for both of you, and feel so grateful for your friendship and how close we've become. And I just, anywhere you need me to show up, you have me show up. I will just break it down to the point that everyone will be like, sign me up. Because people have to understand the stakes of our nation. If we do not stand united in freedom, we will lose it. And we can at least stand in that. We can deal with any other issues we have, which there's only about three that really just are hot button crazy issues. We can deal with them after we save freedom and liberty and choice, real choice for where we want our nation to go. And that is what we're dealing with. So MAGA Black, I'm looking forward to coming to events. So you better count me in. And one more time, where can people follow you and find you and all that good stuff as well?
They can find us again at www.magablack.org. Of course, Facebook, Leon Benjamin. Also, Twitter. We're putting you find me on Twitter, Leon for Congress, because we're working some things. Glory be to God. I'm not done with Congress yet. Hallelujah.
God knows that you shouldn't be, because that, listen, we both know what happened twice, but you know what? That's good, because you know, God's saving your energy for when they really, really need it. And that is coming up. So I am all in with you. Anywhere you want me to show up in this country, I'm there. And I love you so much. You are such great people. Your whole family's amazing. And thank you for all you've done for this country. I mean, you've been tireless. You're on the, you two are on planes constantly. I'm always like, where are you? And
look, Rob, every time I see Rob, he gives me this big hug. Like, I mean, you guys are huggers. Okay. So we love the warmth, the camaraderie, but also the true fellowship. Okay. Yeah, so too. This is not just, we're going to fight. And then after it's over, we ain't going to see each other no more. No, we are together eternally. And so that's what this whole movement has caused. People never would have ever had a chance to even coordinate and be together. God has caused us to come together.
And so the best part is that it's also been such a blessing, so much fun, you know. And this Thanksgiving, I thanked for like my new family. I have my old family, but we've created a family over 3 years. So I do want to remind everyone, Leon and I will both be at Tulare, California, at the Reawaken America Tour. So please go to my website, themelkayshow.com, go to events. You can just click there they'll give you the number. Remember, we have to call and verify that you are who you are, because we are protecting our bubble there. And you're welcome to it, but that means that we're protecting you as well. So come to Tulare, California. It's 45 minutes from Fresno or Bakersfield, 2.5 hours from where I used to live in LA. It's an easy ride. And I know a lot of people in California are looking for fellowship and looking to get involved. And this is a great opportunity. There's music, there's fun, there's hugs, there's love, there's instructions, there's action steps, there's solutions there. And then we keep going, and we're going to have a couple more in 2024, but I will also be at the MAGA Black events. So we'll keep them on our website as well. Thank you so much, Leon Benjamin. I love you so much.
You're the best. You, Mel.
Thank you, sir. Say hello to your wife. Appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye. I don't know about you, but I feel a lot better being prepared for whatever's coming. Every day I hear something new. Something's coming from the CDC. Something's coming from the FDA. Who's trying to take over our healthcare system? All this craziness. And what I know is that one man really changed my life, how I look at everything that's happening to me health-wise. And that was Dr. Zelenko. He was a good friend of mine, a good friend of the show. And he came up with the most amazing product. Z-Stack has been a game changer for us. We have not been sick since we've been on it. We take it regularly. If we feel like we're coming down with something, we'll double up. But he has all new products over at the website. God rest his soul. He did not leave us unprepared. And that is very important for you to prepare. So he's got Z-Shield. He's got a kid's Z-Stack, which is awesome. He's got Z-Flu, Z-Detox. He's got all kinds of things. He always said to me, your immune system must be clean, resilient, and resistant. This matters the most. And what I can say on top of that is that he supported me. He supported free speech. He supported medical freedom. He supported personal liberty and everything that I believe in, he believed in. He inspired me to be myself, to speak up, to speak out. And what matters is that you are feeling healthy, whole, clean, clear, focused, and that your immune system is protected from anything that comes our way. And Z-Stack is the best way to do that. Please stock up on Z-Stack. Go to themelkayshow.com. Go to our partners page, goes down to Z-Stack. That also supports the show. When you buy from our partners, these great people, especially Dr. Zelenko, who is dear to me, you are supporting the show and keeping us going. And I know that truth, freedom, and the First Amendment matter to you. They matter to him. They matter to me. So make sure you're always healthy. You're always out there. You're always standing up. Be brave. Courage is contagious. The narrative is falling apart, but as it does, there's so much of this fraudulent disinformation, misinformation, censorship coming from the globalists. And what we need to do is be focused on the facts, cut through everything, be discerning, and get it first and foremost out there to everyone. It is important that you know what is going on. Censorship is getting nuts. You guys know it. There's accounts all over the place that are fake, that are not me. I know you guys send me emails and I really appreciate it. And you report it, and it's on Telegram and Instagram and Twitter, and they're not me. So I'm super excited to announce We the People with Mel Kay. Be the first to join. It's a VIP community, just you and me behind a paywall, no trolls, no nothing. We get to know each other. I will give you the facts first. I break a lot of stories a long time before other people. We can talk about past, present, future, history, what we're doing now, solutions for going forward, what 2024 is going to look like. I'm going to do breaking news, do a lot of deep dives. I'm going to bring that information to you guys first in a live Q&A every week. So please click the link below and join me over there. We are going to create a community that is censorship proof. It's cancel proof. It's truth. It's transparency. It's on the road to God, country, justice, everything that we want in one place. This is the most incredible, amazing time to be alive. As hard as it seems and as difficult as the battle has been for you guys and definitely for me, all I know is that we all are part of the solution. We are all involved and invested, and you guys have the passion that I have. So let's join together on live Q&As once a week with me, Mel Kay, we the people of the United States, taking back this nation. This is so exciting, guys. I've been dying to do this, and we finally got the technology right. So please join me. Click the link below. Can't wait to get started.